שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים.
We're reading chosen excerpts on the topic of deficiency for the greatness of the Creator. We're starting with excerpt number 5. You can ask questions live. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Well, there's no limit to the deficiency you can have for the greatness of the Creator. It is the topic that keeps escorting us and pushing us and pulling us to the goal. We will continue this today too, and also let's hope that our study will be as a prayer, as a request, and help for our friend Timol from the St. Petersburg group, that God will help him and he will be healthy. So, please.
So, again, chosen excerpts, deficiency for the greatest of the Creator. Excerpt number 5, serve the Creator with joy, Rabash. The Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator whose intention is to bestow should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the King. Two, he should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality, and not like the rest of the people, whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness whose regrets are only in order who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality, and we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
The Creator gave a deficiency, a general deficiency. How can I gradually scrutinize in that deficiency those same manners that benefit me in reaching the goal? Deficiency for the Creator, it doesn't help me advance to the Creator. It comes from my will to receive, from my ego. How do I develop a deficiency for a deficiency that I am lacking to yearn for the Creator, not to reach Him, not even to adhere to Him, that I am happy that I am yearning for Him? How can I develop a deficiency that I'm happy, that I'm yearning for Him, that itself fills me? As if I have this feeling of love, and that is what fills me. I live from it. I don't need anything but that. Just so there will be more and more of a tendency towards it. A deficiency for it. That even if there's some pain in it, I'm lacking it. So that I'm happy with that deficiency. Happy of the making of the kli. And I'm concerned of that. I care about it, that I'll have more and more of it. Please. How do I develop in me a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator, for the love of the Creator, for connection with the Creator, for a tendency towards the Creator, that I never attain it, but I'm always, I live from that lack. Please. Speak between you. Because then it all ends.
Excerpt number 6, Bala Sulam, Shamati, 125, and if the way be too far for you, and bind up the money in your hand. This means that even though the craving is not up to man, if he has no desire for it, he cannot do a thing. Nevertheless, he should show the desire for the kisufin, the desire to want, and perhaps vetzarta, bind, comes from the word ratzita, wanted. One needs to show a desire for it, to show the desire and the craving to want the Creator, meaning to want to increase the glory of heaven, to bestow contentment upon Him, to be favored by Him. There is a discernment of zahav, gold, and there is a discernment of kesef. Kesef means kisufin, longing in general, and zahav, gold, made of the words give this, means that he wants only one thing, and all the longing and the craving that he had for several things are cancelled in this desire. And he says, give this only, meaning he does not want anything but to rise the Shekhinah from the dust. This is all that he wants. It follows that even though one sees that he does not have the proper yearning and desire, he should still see and exert in deeds and thoughts to obtain the desire. This is called, and bind up the money in your hand. One should not think that if it is in the hands of man, it is a small thing. Rather, for oxen with grace, or for sheep, etc. For only by this will he be rewarded with the most sublime lights.
How can I, throughout the day, in thought and in actions, awaken my 10, each and every friend in the 10, to the work, to awakening, to dvikut. How did I do it yesterday, and what am I trying to do today? That this will be the only thing I'm lacking. As much as I awaken them, that's how I advance. I myself, I'm as if in the cart, dragging the cart, but I depend on them as much as they advance. So how do I awaken them, my 10, throughout the day and every day, to advance towards the dvikut in them and the dvikut in the Creator? That's called to advance in the work of the Creator. How do I bestow upon them? Let's share experience and teach each other. It all depends, all in all, in our mutual success. Come on. How throughout the day each and every one can tell the others how he's planning to awaken them. to awaken their hearts towards unity, towards love between them and the Creator. Come on. In a simple way, I'm planning to do this and this towards you today. And keep going. And you can help each other in this whole story. Them. Read it to it.
Rav, if anyone has a new idea, novel idea, please share it with all of us. Other than the usual actions that we can also hear from one another. Please. Go on. Rav, how do I awaken in the friends joy from yearning for the greatness of the Creator? That if I have the yearning for the greatness, for the Creator, I didn't attain anything, but I have a deficiency for it, this hunger. A feeling of a lack, emptiness. I'm, you know, from my heart is, from the feeling of emptiness in my heart towards it, I'm happy. I develop the kli in this way, and the Creator will feel it when I reach the full portion, the full measure. How can I rejoice? How can I be happy from having a greater and greater deficiency? Yeah? Just like they write about it in novels, one yearns for their beloved, you know, a guy or a girl, they yearn for one another, they're frustrated because they're far away from each other. They grow the vessel. And they're happy. Because they have such a deficiency. They enjoy the presence of the deficiency. How many songs we have about it, and creations, the pleasure from the deficiency for love. So how do we build it? How do we appreciate it in the ten? That we have a deficiency for the Creator, for the greatness. We appreciate Him greatly, this deficiency. We're happy about it. We are
No.
Okay. Other half of the whole Creator that's holding the system, everything is in wholeness.
Rav, it says, what are we filled by? We're filled by masach and reflected light. What is that masach and reflected light that the Kli is filled by? What is called the fulfillment, which is masach, the screen, and ol chozer, reflected light. That from this, we are filled. Please.
By the host and so on.
Number 7 from the writings of Rabash, the article number 7 by the Rabash. The right line, meaning wholeness, in which there are no deficiencies, and what should one do when he engages in a manner of right? He should praise and thank the Creator and engage in the Torah. For then is the time to receive the light of Torah, since he is in a state of wholeness, regarded as being a person who has blessings and no lacks. Naturally, this is the time for the blessing to be on him, as he said above, the blessed clings to the blessed. However, it is impossible to walk on one leg. That is, a person cannot progress on one leg. Since there is a rule, there is no light without a kli, meaning there is no filling without a lack. And since on the right he is in wholeness, it follows that he has nowhere to progress, no need for the Creator to satisfy his needs, since he has no needs at all. For this reason, at that time, a person must try to see his faults, so as to have room for prayer that the Creator will satisfy his needs. This is regarded as a person having to provide empty kelim, that the Creator will may fill with upper abundance, which is called a blessing. If there are no empty kelim, meaning deficiencies, what can he fill them? Again. The right line, meaning wholeness, in which there are no deficiencies. And what should one do when he engages in a manner of right? He should praise and thank the Creator and engage in the Torah. For then is the time to receive the light of the Torah, since he is in a state of wholeness, regarded as being a person who has blessing and no lacks. Naturally, this is the time for blessing to be on him. As he said above, the blessed clings to the blessed. However, it is impossible to walk on one leg. That is, a person cannot progress on one leg, since there is a rule. There is no light without a kli, meaning no filling without a lack. And since on the right line he is in wholeness, it follows that he has nowhere to progress, no need for the Creator to satisfy his needs, since he has no needs at all. For this reason, at that time a person must try to see his faults, so as to have room for prayer that the Creator will satisfy his needs. This is regarded as a person having to provide empty kelim that the Creator may fill with upper abundance, which is called a blessing. If there are no empty kelim, meaning deficiencies, with what can he fill them?
You can say that our whole work is to provide deficiencies to one another. That's why there's a need for the shattering of the vessels, so that each and every one can awaken the other, and it will not be his personal awakening, which is egoistic, but rather a different kind of awakening, an external form of awakening. And when each one receives an awakening from his friend, he will be able to turn it into a true awakening. So, the shattering of the vessel is necessary because we cannot produce or invent vessels by ourselves. Only when we're impressed, when we receive, when we're impressed by the friends. So, here is the question. What is the difference between the awakening of the will to receive from within me it just rises in me, and I feel that I want something, versus receiving it from the friend in different forms. What's the difference between these two deficiencies, of my own and of the friend's? And how can I increase it and prepare it for work? My deficiency and the deficiency from the friend. Is that this is a good goal, and that's
number 8. From Rabash, what is the foundation which Kedusha is built on? It is written, I awaken the dawn. Will mean, whenever I want, I awaken the dawn. In other words, I myself awaken the darkness and the blackness within me, that I am still immersed in self-love, and I still do not have love for the Creator. I am still without the glory of the Torah, and I still do not have the importance of the Torah to know that it is worthwhile to do everything to obtain the light of the Torah, as well as how to appreciate the importance of observing the mitzvot that the Creator commanded for us. When I need to perform such mitzvah and intend that it will be in order to bestow, the resistance in the body promptly awakens in full force, and he has a great struggle to do anything, and he sees the ascents and descents each time, and then he has room for prayer. This is so because a person awakens himself at the right time, meaning when he feels that he will be able to pray instantaneously, and not that the black will bring him sadness and depression, that he will not have the ability to pray for the blackness. One can see for himself whether it comes to him from the side of the klipa or not. The sign for this is that something that comes from Kedusha is always in the form of increasing in holiness and not decreasing. In other words, one always asks the Creator to elevate him to a higher degree than one he is on. But when the blackness comes from the side of the klipa, a person cannot ask the Creator to raise him above his state. Rather, they bring down, meaning bring him down to the netherworld, and he loses the small portion of faith that he had, and he remains seemingly dead without the spirit of life. Again, it is written, I awaken the dawn, will mean, whenever I want, I awaken the dawn. In other words, I myself awaken the darkness and the blackness within me, that I am still immersed in self-love, and I still do not have love for the Creator. I am still without the glory of the Torah, and still do not have the importance of the Torah, to know that it is worthwhile to do everything to obtain the light of the Torah, as well as how to appreciate the importance of observing the mitzvah that the Creator commanded for us. When I need to perform some mitzvah and intend that it will be in order to bestow, the resistance in the body promptly awakens in full force, and he has great struggle to do anything, and he sees the ascents and descents each time, and then he has room for prayer. This is so because a person awakens himself at the right time, meaning when he feels that he will be able to pray instantaneously, and not that the black will bring him sadness and depression, that he will not have the ability to pray for the blackness. One can see for himself whether it comes to him from the side of the klipa or not. The sign for this is that something that comes from Kedusha is always in the form of increasing in holiness and not decreasing. In other words, one always asks the Creator to elevate him to a higher degree than one he is on. But when the blackness comes from the side of the Klipa, a person cannot ask the Creator to raise him above his state. Rather, they bring him down, meaning bring him down to the netherworld. And he loses the small portion of faith that he had, and he remains seemingly dead without the spirit of life.
For example, how do I prepare myself starting in the evening so that I would wake up the next morning dead, tired, without the spirit of life, without any desire, heaviness, all my bones are, it's all, you know, everything feels, I feel weak in my body. I'm dizzy, the head is full of kind of fog, I can't concentrate on anything, but now I prepare myself for that state to be a state of joy for me. A new beginning. So that a kind of state that I actually expected, anticipated, and this is the correct way to start my day. How can I be already in preparation, in anticipation, like to a good and pleasant thing, starting from the evening, so that I would wake up in such a feeling of helplessness and weakness, and from this I will start my day. And really, I will feel in this preparation love from the Creator. And I want nothing more. On the contrary, let there be such a start, that this is my starting point. Please. Talk about this feeling that you have in the evening when I go to bed. How do I depict for myself the state in which I would wake up, and later how I wake up, I recuperate, I come to the lesson, then throughout the day, and all those things until the evening hours, and I go to bed, and again I enter a new day, and it was evening and it was morning, one day. It starts from night, from darkness. Okay. Talk together. How I enjoy from the prospect of waking up in darkness.
קטע מספר 9 מתוך רבש בית.
Excerpt number 9 from רבש. What does the king stands on his field when the crop is ripe mean in the work? The correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall, and then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon him the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent. Meaning that he does not have a single spark of desire to work in order to bestow, and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray, It is as Bala Sulam said about what our sages said of David, who said, "I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me." That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. He prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him, and thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness, and then it is easier to correct it. And the two above-mentioned lines, right and left, beget a third line, the middle line. It is as our sages said, and the Creator places the spirit and soul within him. Thus, after a person has completed the work in two lines, all the evil is revealed to him. This came to him because those two lines are as two verses that refute one another. And one sees that there is no end to the ups and the downs, and then he makes an honest prayer for the Creator to help him receive the desire to bestow. Again, the correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall. And then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon him the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he does not have a single spark of desire to work in order to bestow, and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. It is as Baal Sulam said about what our sages said of David, who said, "I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me." That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. And he prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him, and thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness. And then it is easier to correct it. And the two above-mentioned lines, right and left, beget a third line, the middle line. It is as our sages said, and the Creator places the spirit and soul within him. Thus, after a person has completed the work in two lines, all the evil is revealed in him. And this came to him because those two lines are as two verses that refute one another. And one sees that there is no end to the ups and downs, and then he makes an honest prayer for the Creator to help him receive the desire to bestow.
In our world, what awakens us is the daylight. And in spirituality, what awakens us is the darkness. Be evening and morning one day. Why? Why in spirituality do we wake up from the darkness and not from the day as in corporeality? Come on. Pray. Rav. Peter, the group of Peter, please.
Hi, Rav. We have a question and an announcement. So, following the efforts, the prayer of the friends, throughout the day, there was some change, positive hope appeared, a chance and a request from everyone not to let go. There's an opportunity and an improvement, and thank you to everyone about the connection, the prayer, the action of the great friends that both are helping both physically and also in thoughts to our doctors. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, and with God's help, let's hope we will all be together with Timo and the Congress coming up, and that it'll all work out. Just keep praying for him, that the fact that the Creator is organizing this to connect between us and not to lose our friend. Great. More questions?
Yeah, I also want to say that in truth it was a rare change where, despite all the difficulties in his heart, his difficult state, specifically the way in which everyone was included in that prayer, I was on duty and I could feel how everything, how all of this was happening, how everything was changing. And when everything was closed before us, they wouldn't let us in. There was no the right equipment. Then they brought the right equipment. Then the head of the department chief accompanied Timur through all the procedures. She never moved from him. What she said is, everything can change. Nothing can be so bad that cannot be cannot return to its previously good state. So we don't know when the state of Timur is our connection between us. We have to connect the way we never connected before. Not just for him to get better, but for us to turn to this powerful force for all of humanity. We can do it, and we shall do it, and Timur's health, everything can change in such a way that tomorrow he's going to get up on his back on his feet and come out of the hospital, and everything will be fine. So we hope for the best outcome of this situation.
We have to trust the Creator to give whole health. Good. So, let's keep doing it today in the connection between us and in our mutual concern even more than yesterday, more and more. Don't let go. It's given to us to strengthen ourselves and the connection. Now, we are going to the next lesson.
And we go to